Perhaps you'd like to turn with us tonight to the Word of God, found in the book of Philippians, chapter 2 tonight. And then turn with me to Revelation chapter number 20. I'd like to read there tonight. I'm believing the Lord to do something great for us tonight. I really am. I'm believing God to give us a good altar service tonight. We need a good altar service. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. I know how it is. I know how it is in the life of young people. I remember a time in my life when I almost lost my way. I almost made spiritual shipwreck. And I know how it is with you. I really do. But I'm glad that one day some circumstances took place that stopped me in my tracks. And I pray tonight that the Spirit of God will touch the hearts of people in this building tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's love the Lord together tonight. Thank you, Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Why don't you get on the piano? Amen. Let's stand one more time tonight. I think we ought to sing a song together before we preach to you from the Word of God tonight.
I need thee, oh, I need thee.
I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to. Let's lift our hands and sing it together. Tonight, and we'll have a move of God. greater than anything we've experienced yet in this camp. I want to read tonight while you're standing. I want to read from the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verse 9. The Bible says, "Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." And now from the book of Revelation tonight, chapter 20, verse number 11. "And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heavens fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." You can be seated tonight. God bless you. Hallelujah. I want to preach to you tonight about the world of unanswered prayer. The world of unanswered prayer. We're standing tonight, every one of us, one heartbeat from eternity. Let our heart cease its beating, or let one vital function of our body cease, and we will be hurled out into an endless eternity, there to grapple with the realities of the eternal world. We are traveling through this life on a one-way journey that takes us from the cradle to the grave, and we pass this way but once. And each day that we live brings us one step closer to eternity. Someday when you breathe your last breath in this world, you will enter into that endless span of time that is known as eternity. Do not think that when you leave this world that you will cease to be. Because when you came into this world, you came to live forever. And when you breathe your last breath in this body, you just move into another world, and you live on and on and on somewhere. And things are so much different in that world of eternity than they are in this life that we live. And things that are so important to us now will be meaningless to us in eternity. In this life, money is so important to many people. But in eternity, money will not be important at all. Only treasures in heaven will be important in eternity. Fine clothes are so important to many people in this life. But in eternity, fine clothes will not be important at all. Only white robes that are unspotted will be important in eternity. And how happy you'll be if you stand before God arrayed in white. Hallelujah. And when we cross that bridge that takes us into eternity, and when we leave this life that we are now living, we move into another world that is so much different than what we're living in right now. and minutes and hours, only time in this time. And all for those who spend their eternity with the angels in the presence of God, eternity for you will be one long, unending day. For the Bible said that in heaven there is no night there, for the Lamb himself shall be the light of that city. But if you do not make that glory world, your eternity will be spent in one long, endless night. For in hell there is no day, only the blackness of darkness eternally. The only light there will be in hell will be the glow of the flames that leap up continually throughout eternity. Someday you must stand before God continually, forever. Oh, hallelujah. Things are so much different in eternity. Even when it comes to prayer, eternity is a world of unanswered prayer. Eternity will be full of prayer. Prayers will go up from the lips of every human being in eternity. But the only thing is, none of them will be answered. And then a strange thing tonight, that in this world, prayer is a powerful thing. Prayer will save your soul. Prayer will bring an answer from God. You can fall on this altar tonight and you can pray, you'll find God. But how many people want to pray? But in eternity, everybody's going to want to pray. But nobody's prayer will be answered. Isn't that strange? The Bible tells us that the day will come when every man and every woman and every born girl will bow their knee to the Most High God. The Bible tells us that someday the rich executives, someday the attorneys and the doctors, someday the politicians, someday the world statesmen, someday the farmers and the bankers and the factory workers and the housewives will all bow their knee to God. The Bible tells us that someday every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. I'm not worried tonight about the fact of whether or not you're going to pray. I know you're going to pray. I'm not worried tonight about whether or not you're going to pray, but I am worried about whether or not you're going to pray in time to do you any good. I'm worried about that. I know you're going to pray. I know you're going to bow your knee to the Most High God. I know you're going to find your answer. But I am terribly afraid that somebody in this building may wait one day too late. The greatest prayer meeting that ever will be in this world is that prayer meeting that will be held before the throne of God, where the nations of this earth will be gathered before the throne of God, and every man will be judged according to his works. The greatest prayer meeting that ever been will take place one day too late. One day too late. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, tonight, I haven't turned anybody off. I know tonight there's some of you, you'd probably like for me to preach something different tonight. But there's one little thing that's eating on my soul tonight. I told my brother after we left this camp meeting and we were driving toward the church, I said, there's somebody in that camp meeting. If they don't find God in this camp meeting, they're headed for a lot of destruction. If I didn't know that you had an eternity waiting for you, you wouldn't have any trouble out of me. I wouldn't bother you. I'd get out here and play ball with you instead of being over there laying on my face. Hallelujah. Hey, man, but I am desperately concerned and alarmed about some young boys and girls in this building tonight. Oh, hallelujah. for you tonight. Prayer can do so much for you. I remember one time in the prison house of the Philistines. There was a man one day that was marching around the grinding wheel in the prison house of the Philistines. This man one time, his muscles had rippled with the mighty power of God in his body. One time the Spirit of God had rested upon Samson. The angels had foretold his birth. But now he ground, he lay about in the grinding wheel in the prison house of the Philistines with his hair cut off, with his eyes punched out, blind and wretched. Hallelujah. But one day the Bible said they called for Samson. They brought him into the house of the Philistines. They said, let us make sport of him. Not once mighty man of God walked into that place that day. He was there by a little boy. He was blind, he couldn't see. They led him in there that day to make sport of him. But Samson said to that little boy that day, he said, would you leave me over there by the pillars of his house? Let me feel the pillars of his house. He took that man over there in Samson. He grasped the pillars of that building. He lifted his voice to God and he said this. He said, oh God, I pray thee this once. Restore thy strength to me. He said, oh God, I pray thee. What else can you do when your life is a wreck? What else can you do when Satan has sifted you as wheat? What else can you do when you've drifted far away from God? What else can you do when you're lost and undone except pray and find an altar and call upon God from the depth of your soul? Hallelujah! 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 Lord. Oh, hallelujah. What else can you do but pray? And I want to tell you tonight, God is just a prayer away from where you are right now. God is just a prayer away from you. You may be 1,000 miles from God right now. You may have come here with your mind made up not to seek the Lord. I stood this afternoon in this Bible study. I felt the presence of God. Brother Swindle preached, and I felt conviction. I felt like I wanted to pray. He invited everybody to come down to the front. I noticed some young girls all over this house. When they were invited to the front, they sat down on their seat. They never came. They never came. My mind went back to something that took place. One night, I watched my father. He walked up to a platform and he opened up his Bible to preach. He preached that night. He made an altar call. There was a young man sitting back there in the back. And he was touched by the Spirit. And then at altar call, he stepped out from his seat and started on his way to the front. And you know, there were some young people back there, some girls, I believe it was. They giggled at him. He heard them giggle at him, and he just made a U-turn. And he went out that back door. Before he made it back to the house of God, he fell off of a wagon. He broke his neck. They had his funeral in the church. His little mother wrung her hands and said, oh, John. Oh, John. Oh, John. Oh, John. They took him out and they were taking him to put him away. All of a sudden the wind was blowing and the wind started blowing through his hair for the very last time. You know, I think it'd be a good idea tonight if you just forget about the young folks that you're sitting around. Hallelujah. I know that someday you're going to pray. Everybody else in this building is going to pray. And someday it won't bother you at all to kneel down in front of anybody and seek the Lord. It won't bother you to kneel down in front of your friends. You'll pray someday, but I know that eternity is a world of unanswered prayer. And you may wait too late. Eternity is a world of unanswered prayer. Eternity is a world of unanswered prayer for the righteous man because he don't have anything he needs to pray about. Everything he'll ever need will be at his fingertips. And if he should pray for somebody else, anything he could say would not affect their eternal state. Eternity is a world of unanswered prayer for the wicked man because when you get to eternity, it's too late to pray. It's too late to pray then. Any preparation that we make to meet God must be made in this life. Oh, hallelujah. I'm going to wind this message up tonight, but I want to wind it up in the faith and the Spirit of God. I'd like to ask everybody tonight that's going to believe God with me to hold your right hand up while I preach tonight. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, let me tell you tonight that eternity is a world of unanswered prayer for a wicked man. Because when you reach eternity, it's too late for you to pray. Any preparation that you make to meet God must be made in this life. And the only thing is you don't know how long you have to be here. The nearest thing I know of to compare salvation to is insurance. Because you can't, if you wait till your blood is running down the street to make a phone call and say, I need insurance, you've waited too late. You've waited too late. And if you wait till you get to eternity to wake up and say, I need God, you have waited too late. Shall we stand tonight? Hallelujah. I want you to listen tonight to what the Bible said. The Bible said, because I have called and you refuse, I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. But you have said it not all my counsel and with none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. And the Bible said, therefore, it has come to pass that as he cried, and they would not hear, as they cried, so I would not hear, saith the Lord. I feel tonight like we need to have a prayer meeting on this side of the judgment day. I know we'll have one someday. There are only 2 days in the eternity that all of us will be together. One of them is tonight. We'll never be together like we are tonight. Until we come to that eternity, and we'll all be together. We'll be present before the throne of God once again. That's the only days in the whole eternity that this congregation of people will be together. We'll have a prayer meeting that day, I promise you. I'll be bowing my knee to God that day. I'll be calling upon God for that day. I'll be looking back on my life and realizing what more I could have done for God. I realize it now. I'll be praying with you that day. I'm sure you'll be praying with me. I know you will. But I think we need to have a prayer meeting tonight. I really do. I wonder tonight,
I'm going to ask you some people now.